Hello, hello.
Oh my gosh, I can't hear people. Oh,
have you seen that video they have on YouTube where the baby's first getting his, I guess he was born deaf, you know, and they give him, what is those called?
Hearing aids?
Yeah. And then, oh man, his face is, oh, so cute though, the video. I'm sure it's like, you know, they're barely putting them on and he's just sitting there looking around and they're like clapping and stuff and you can see him smiling because, you know, he's hearing his mom for the first time and everything. It's really good.
Luis's softer side.
Yeah.
This is John Lyons from Young Lyons. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
I have a message from Charlie.
Charlie?
He wanted me to tell you that rebirth is painful.
And welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Luis,
and today we're going to be looking at the self-titled EP Postcards from Jeff, and this is brought to us by City Bird Publicity, and we'd like to thank Melissa Nastasi for allowing us to review the EP for Postcards from Jeff. The intro song we came in with was Agoraphobic House Party, and with that we'll turn it over to April.
Right. So there honestly isn't a lot on the actual person Postcards from Jeff. I don't even know what his name is.
Anonymity. Doesn't want to know who he is.
His name is Jeff, guys. No, I'm just kidding.
What if it's not? What if it's not?
Exactly. See, it's just, I don't know.
But so that's a little frustrating. I can't tell you who the guy is, but he is a solo artist as far as for the info I have, he is a solo artist. Yep. And his sound is really unique and interesting for me.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, and it's the mix between, it has old synths, some electric and organic drum kits, and then also a lot of heavily processed guitars and the strings. And
I'm just seeing drum kits growing out of the garden. Organic drum kits.
Yeah.
Okay. Why not? That would be awesome. That would be cool. You know, have a band full of vegetables and fruits.
Yeah. So yeah, he does kind of mix the technology with our organic instruments, right. Actual instruments. But I think it definitely leans towards the electronic side of it. Just, I mean, not like a techno.
Well, yeah, I guess, you know, everything computerized and stuff, which is,
And the rhythms to pretty much, and you can tell me otherwise, but it felt like they were pretty much mellower.
I got a lot of sense from him. Yeah, very mellow, very calm, you know.
And maybe that's why you don't feel the electro pop as much.
Yeah, and it is, he is kind of a strange, I mean, people often don't know where to put Postcards from Jeff because, I mean, people have compared him to folk, electronica, country, krautrock.
Electronica? I don't see that.
What was that again? Crotch rock?
Crotch rock?
Crotch
rock?
No, crot.
Oh, rock. Oh.
Okay, then. Okay.
Crot rock.
And what does that word mean?
A lot of fun.
I haven't heard of that one before.
That must be very, very subgenre. and more commonly pop. They also put them in. And honestly, I can see the electronica. Because, you know, he does use the electronics.
Yeah,
stuff.
I guess. Yeah.
And
that
he's
way.
A country folk. Yeah, definitely. But I don't see pop.
Well,
really.
To me, the opening song was probably the one that had most of the electronic feel to it. Because it, to me, it says agoraphobic, but it almost to me is apocalyptic feel too.
Hmm.
At the very beginning, because it has the person honestly, speaking on the radio.
Yeah, I really do. I really enjoyed Postcards from Drift, his intro into the house party song, it's very cinematic.
Right.
It has, I mean, it gets you, it's like, ooh. Even before he puts in the recording, the very beginning is that pull in, you're like, ooh, it's a good song. And that's why I really enjoy that song personally because of that new twist to it. But I don't see it as like a pop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any of his songs
not
poppy
pop, no.
At all.
See my notes, I kind of put, sounds very Coldplay, the way his
yeah.
voice is,
yeah,
and I like that because like, but it's,
so he's more of an alternative.
but it's like it's Coldplay, but with the mix, you know, which was pretty cool. And then, like I said, I really like that. It's good points for me. Kind of sounds like if they mixed two songs together, you know, at one point. But it was still pretty cool, though. You know, it didn't get annoying where you know they mixed them and it just was out of place. But for me, it just sounded right. But that's just me, though.
I know. See, yeah, I didn't get any, like, pop from it. I got on the last song on the EP.
It's called Awake.
Awake. I got a very big Imagine Dragons feel. With the strings, with the plucking.
I didn't go there, but kind of similar, though, I think. I went kind of a Philip Phillips sound-ish type.
Oh, yeah.
See, on Awake, for me, I kind of didn't like the way he was singing on that one. I just wish it was more just the instruments or the electronic, whatever you want to call it. And just the whole song just be like that without him having any lyrics or talking.
See, I really...
For me, I wish it would have just been the whole song like that instead without him singing. Because for me, the way he sang this song was out of place the way he... For me, though.
Yeah, I picked up an out of place thing, too. Because, I mean, not that I want a pure instrumental, but I thought when he came and he was way too low for such a... bright song, and his smooth, almost lazy attitude to it didn't fit his background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, to me, going back even a little further, I reference them to U2 and Bono, because they have a lot of songs where the rhythm's really fast coming in, but then when Bono comes in, he slows it down. And that's what Awake kind of did with me. It was kind of an upbeat tempo, but then when he came in, he slowed it down with the lyrics.
And well, and that's what singing. I did. I said he almost drags it too much. It didn't work for me for that. I didn't really like it. But he does. He has a lot of his inspiration comes from the Nottwist.
From
the Nottwist, the National, Smog, Guided by Voices,
The Hobbit,
and Fleetwood Mac. Is kind of in there
Fleetwood.
Too. If you got that.
Some of it I heard Fleetwood. I don't recognize the others as much to be able to tell you.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, yeah.
This is one where you're not going to get up and dance to the music.
No,
this is one that you're...
It's like a relaxing
right.
EP.
You either a slow song if you're dancing. This is one where I don't see a whole lot of dancing to when it's at a dance. But... just relaxing at home.
See, Weekend.
Or in the car.
You know, the song Weekend. For me, I put in my notes. I was like, you know, I got a really good feeling. I don't know, like, that I'm on a road trip with my friends. I don't know, for some reason, I just got this. But, like, I just felt more like I was, like, in New York City. We're just cruising around and just, you know, kind of like, I don't know how to explain the one of the parts in the song, but like I can feel like, for me, I can close my eyes and picture, kind of like in Batman, you know, when the Joker pops out his head out and he's like, oh. Yeah, and he's like, you know, out the window, and then like they're driving down, kind of like that's what I feel going on. And when I close my eyes and I listen to the song and just the wind passing by, that's what I felt when I listened to Weekend, though.
Weekend, but, I liked Weekend's overall and everything. I just, the one critique for me is just make sure you don't sing lazy. Mm. I mean, there's a difference between singing smooth and mellow and singing lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of the time he bordered on that line and even crossed it to the lazy.
And that's where I go back to the Bono reference, because sometimes I feel like Bono's not really necessarily into the song he's singing sometimes.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can, so there are times when you're listening to him where I'm like, dude, let's speed it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if it's laziness or just the style of how they sing.
Maybe that's, I don't know. For me, maybe that's the style he is known for, I guess.
Well, that's,
or like, maybe that's, he's experimenting. And then, you know, for him, felt like, this is how I feel this album should feel like, you know, I guess lazy, chill.
I think.
But I don't know.
It's just a bad habit that's.
Maybe.
That was never corrected anywhere, and sing. So it's how they developed.
Because they say, you know, one of the harder country artists to sing with is Willie Nelson, because a lot of his stuff comes in on the downbeat. So when you're ready to come in, it's like a half step, and then he comes in.
And
a lot of artists that do duets with him say it's kind of hard to sing that way, because that's just how he sang all his life.
Well, it is, and it is when you. You know, learn habits, you know, force a habit is definitely true.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of mental awareness to fix that. And it's not that he sounds bad or anything. I just think he needs to watch it just a little bit.
Right.
You know, he can have that smooth, mellow sound, because I really do like
jazz.
That. Yeah, nice, it sounds jazz. Really nice, especially with his soft but still kind of harsh
right.
instrumentals, you know, so it's really cool contrast.
And this is a EP, as we said, there's only 5 songs on the album, but he's done something unique with it. You want to tell him about that, April, with how what you can purchase?
Okay, yeah, I was like, I hope I'm thinking about the same unique thing as you.
Maybe.
Yeah, he has made this EP available in a CD format, but also downloadable and on vinyl. So you can pick it up 3 different ways.
Which is just shocking to have an, you know, a lot of artists are doing their albums on vinyl, but an EP on vinyl, you know, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, it is. And we did, after, through looking at how to buy his EP, we also found out that he is most likely British. Mystery Man is most likely British.
True.
Because when we went to, was it his website?
His website.
Yeah. Official website. It was in pounds first, and you could...
everything was listed in pounds, guys.
Put it into U.S. dollar.
The website is an American website. It doesn't have a .UK. It's a .com, but it's the postcard... Postcards from Jeff. .com. All one word. You know, so everything's titled the same. The album... Yeah, he's only giving out postcards from Jeff for the artist. The website.
I know. It's like, I need to know who the person is. God.
I do think his name is Jeff, and he's sending postcards to his girlfriend or his wife or whatever.
Got Veronica in there.
See,
yeah, Veronica. One of the songs.
So. See, Veronica might be his girlfriend, so.
Veronica's, that's the second one on the EP. It's all right for me, but. It's very, very hard to do a song that has a specific name in it right.
Mm-hmm,
because right. It's weird to find the global view in it when you narrow the field to only Veronica. Mm-hmm.
True. To me, it was
or whatever
those,
name.
Unless the beat's really, really good.
Yeah.
Unless you know somebody named Veronica or have an attachment, like you said, to somebody named Veronica. It doesn't do a whole lot for me, but, you know, there are some songs that I do like that. There's a Come On Eileen, you know, but that has such a catchy
Stacey's
beat. You don't
mom.
Care what the lyrics are. You're just
and see,
to
that's
the
how that's how it needs to be. You know, you've really got to make sure your music can carry the name through, you know, because like this one, I didn't enjoy
as
very
much.
I mean, it's a good song, but it's not
right.
one of my
yeah,
favorites.
See, for me, it was like, you know, it's a very typical song, you know, where he will sing to his girlfriend, you know, and like you were saying, Richard, is, you know, it's just targeted just to Veronica, so, you know, it's just, you know, meant for her, you know, nobody else is gonna enjoy it, just Veronica. Just,
yeah. And I think it does have to do with the style of music too, because like Veronica, it's, you know, it's slow, it's mm-hmm. so you have time to soak up the words, so you're focused more on Veronica. Mm-hmm. While One Direction has a song named Diana.
Okay, I haven't heard that one. So.
Yeah, and so they face the same thing with having, you know, specific name, mm-hmm. but theirs pulled it through because theirs is such a fast poppy
song.
Song okay. that people pay attention more to just the music the as beat, a whole yeah. instead of
right.
being, you know, the listener can't focus on
you're listening
lyrics.
To the beat.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
Lyrics, yes.
Like Stacey's mom, you know, you're just
yeah, Stacey's
the music
mom's
is what
one.
You listen to, you know, and so it's a sketchy area.
True, but all in all, this is one I would say if you have the interest, yes, definitely pick it up. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're going to have anybody in a smaller to medium even really, unless they know the person.
Mm. Yep, and for me, because I mean, in the small community, I would probably listen to this, but there's not a lot of kids that would.
Yeah, for sure.
That in general listen to this genre of music.
I can see more, maybe, bigger libraries. Medium, yeah. it's still, no?
This you is a hard think, sell, I
would,
think.
You don't think so?
I would
so?
Put bigger
well,
libraries.
For me, I don't see this in a library. It's more like you said, it has to be people who, like you said, probably know him or just people who are specific to certain genres because, like I said, you know, right. I like Coldplay a lot and I liked his music because it was similar to it. So I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
But if I didn't never heard of him before, if I never even heard the music, I don't think I would have picked it up because.
I would compare this group, this person that we don't know. I compare his music to Mercy Me almost. Mercy Me is a Christian group, but and he doesn't sing Christian music, but his. I don't know, vibe style. Is almost the same. It's very similar. Okay. So if you enjoy them, you might like him. But yeah, I think city libraries would.
Now, if he would go towards more of the, like the last song with the rhythm being more like a Philip Phillips song, more mm-hmm. upbeat, mm-hmm. I could see people getting into it more. But where all of us kind of mellower, that's going to take some talking to people and saying, you might like this, give it a chance.
I think it's because his music, this is going to sound so stupid. Let's compare just like a poppy. I'm not going to call any singular poppy. Group out, but poppy group, you know, bubblegum pop group. His postcards from...
Sounds like we're talking about a J-Lo song.
Yeah. Poppy. Postcards from Jeff's music is more music than poppy. I don't know, than bubblegum
true.
Pop music. I mean,
true.
It's a deeper music, so...
Right.
There's yeah. not a lot of... And most people... Don't listen to music for the deep music, you know.
No, the majority of people want, you know, bass and they want parties.
And that's why
and
this
fast.
Would be a hard sell.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to, give it a shot. You can find it on iTunes mm-hmm. if you want to buy the downloads from him or the EP. If you're into the groups that we talked about, I'm sure you'd enjoy this one as well. But I think that about wrap it up
yeah.
for this go around.
Yeah.
We're going to be closing out with... A house, and he also has the video to this, I believe, is on YouTube, if I remember right, but mm-hmm. I'm not positive. It's been a while since I went to YouTube with him. But we've been having fun here. Hope everybody's having fun out there. We'll see you yep. on the flip side.
See
ya. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.